with any company, though, it is critically important to really put time into figuring out what your nonprofit's particular risks are. Because I think sometimes you have a situation where folks will sort of just find a form online or Google, you know, what are my risks? And those are great information. It's always a great place to start. But especially when you're looking to insure your risks, you know, you're going to have a broker that doesn't know every single in and out of your business. You have to really give them a guide to what you do, what kind of information you have, what employees you have, what kind of work you do, so that they can sort of put together the best program to protect you. And the same is true in terms of other types of protection, whether it's through, you know, contractual indemnities with vendors or the way you're putting together your corporate documents to protect you and your management. So it's important to really look at the specifics because, for instance, you know, we mentioned healthcare. There are a lot of healthcare nonprofits out there, and they're facing issues that a lot of others don't, like HIPAA issues. Obviously, malpractice issues are top of mind when it comes to those sorts of things. And so you're going to be looking at a lot more professional liability issues than a lot of other nonprofits. If you have, say, like a recreational nonprofit or, you know, maybe the rodeo, you may be more worried about personal injury claims from people who come to the facility. If you have heavy sales of products as part of your nonprofit, you're going to have products liability issues, whereas some organizations may not really have any products liability issues. Agricultural nonprofits may have landowner liability issues. And then I think you look at things like private pension and retirement funds who get sued a good bit by folks, and you're going to have heavy sort of fiduciary issues, management of fund issues. Luckily, by and large, that's insurable. So that's something you're going to want to be aware of. And you're going to want to have not only your hands around what that type of liability is, but also the potential size of that liability, which can be a little bit hard to underwrite because you have to consider both the size of your nonprofit, but also it's not always tied necessarily to just the size of your nonprofit. One other thing you'll often see is sort of special use nonprofits. For instance, in the United States, electric grid operators are typically nonprofits. They are obviously performing a very specialized service. And so for things like that, what you'll see is specific policies that deal with that very, very specific service, operation of a grid. And so in many cases, you're going to end up with almost like a manuscripted protection if you have something that's in a super specialized area. And then one other thing to think about, which is typically not an insurable risk, but that comes up, especially if you're talking about, you know, like mutual insurance companies, things like that, is contract liabilities. And so while generally speaking, that's not going to be insurable in most cases, it's always important to keep a handle on what sorts of contracts you're entering into, be it with vendors, with patients, with clients, with anybody. And making sure that you do everything you can in negotiating those contracts to try to shift those liabilities or limit those liabilities. And so that's sort of the very big picture kind of rundown, because, you know, I think anytime you're talking about something as large and diverse as all nonprofits, you can sort of talk all day about the different issues. But I think that the main thing that I want to stress here is that it's really important to do the homework yourself to understand what your risks are. And typically that means not just figuring it out within the C-suite or within, you know, the GC or with the executive director and general counsel. It means really talking to different sectors if you're dealing with a large nonprofit, Because oftentimes what we've found is different sectors will have a different and very valuable perspective on different risks. And you want to have that whole bucket of information before you can figure out how to really protect yourself from those.